Well, we're talking now about the Ford Motor Company Conservation and Environmental Grants, one of the largest corporate initiatives of its kind in the world. It was launched in the GCC in the Levant in 2000, and the programme was created to empower individuals and non-profit groups that are donating their time and efforts to preserve the environment and the well-being of their communities. Now, it's been fantastic because two companies in the UAE have been awarded for the 2011 Ford grants. That's both the Emirates Diving Association and Biosphere Expeditions. Well, we're going to have a chat first of all with Dr. Thabit Zahran Al Abdelassalam, who is part of the grants juror panel coming from the UAE. He's also the director of Marine Environment Research Centre with the Environment Agency in Abu Dhabi. Dr. Thabit, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Now, was it a very tough decision for you? Because there were some really wonderful submissions, weren't there, for the 2011 grant awards. Now, as I said, two from the UAE were chosen, the EDA and Biosphere Expeditions. What was the process like trying to cipher through all these ideas and concepts?
Well, we looked, there is an elaborate criteria within the jury panel in terms of the projects. We look at them from the practical and contribution point of view and the application of the projects. Then we look at the commitment of the group that is applying. And then we look, we assess the financial need. And then we look also at the originality of the projects and what are the future planning. And then also, overall, we try to see how applicable is this in other areas. So those are some of the criteria that we look at.
Now, as so the EDA one for the importance of grazers for healthy reefs in extreme environments, they got $10,000 US. Again, wonderful concept. And Rita Bento, who is with the EDA, has joined us many times on this program talking about the importance of this project to create a kind of a protection area for fish. So this was one of them in particular, wasn't it, that was very interesting, I think.
Yes. There were a number of projects that were quite interesting, but then we had to prioritize some that we thought would be more, contribute more to the causes that we are trying to aspire for.
Yeah. Now, I mean, you're very much, of course, I mean, fantastic choice of panelist, I think, Dr. Thabit, because you're obviously a keen environmentalist, and you, your job actually involves the supervision of biodiversity conservation research programs within this region, isn't it? You've authored a number of books, scientific papers concerning fisheries, marine biology, coastal and biodiversity management. I mean, what in your mind is sort of the greatest threat and the biggest need in this region in terms of biodiversity and protection?
As you know, one of the biggest threats here is the coastal environment. The if you take example of the UAE and the growth of the UAE, in 1968 we had around 200,000 people for the entire country. Today we have more than 9 million people. Which is just about 40 years later, and most of these are living in coastal areas, and so the development process and the population boom within the coastal area is creating enormous pressures in these areas, and we have to contend with the protection of these habitats, and we have to look into aspects of how important biodiversity is in terms of adaptation and mitigation to climate changes and all of those things. So I would say that unplanned coastal development is perhaps one of the biggest threats that we are facing.
And how much of a sort of say do you have then in advising or consulting developers or even possibly the government in this?
Here in the Abu Dhabi Emirates, and I believe so also in Dubai, there are programs of environmental impact assessment. Mm-hmm. So any project that that comes, it has to go through an environmental impact assessment process. And then we also have strategic plans. We are now in the process of preparing marine, coastal and marine special planning specifically for the Emirates, for Abu Dhabi, and we hope that that also later on could also include the rest of the UAE. And it's really about trying to determine and prioritize which are the issues that, and to balance between environment and development, and how to plan how we can go forward.
That's very good news, actually. It's good to hear, Dr. Thabit, that this is happening. Is this information going to be transparent, though, for everyone to sort of be party to and to use as knowledge?
Yes, there are a lot of stakeholder engagements, both within government institutions and within developers and with the public as well. So, yes, I would say that it is transparent.
Wonderful. Yes. Well, final question, Dr. Thabit. I mean, I know that the call for submissions is already out for next year, isn't it, for 2012. Do you know if you'll be part of the juror for next year's as well?
Yes, at least for this next year, I will be.
Great.
God willing, of course. and I think one clear message is that in the past, participation from non-government organizations and individuals within the United Arab Emirates has not been as great, and we haven't had too many applications from this area. As compared to other areas like, say, Jordan or Lebanon and others. So I would like to take this opportunity to urge non-government organizations and other even individuals within the United Arab Emirates to use this opportunity and participate and try to apply for viable projects.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's fantastic. I mean, in total, I mean, there's a lot of money that's given from, as I said, $10,000 above and below, which can be a wonderful, great injection, can't it, into a new project to actually get it up and running and off the ground. I think it's a fantastic concept. And big thanks to you, Dr. Thabit, for being part of it and for joining us this afternoon and continue the great work that you're doing there.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That was Dr. Thabit Zahran Abdel Salam, who is the Director of the Marine Biodiversity Management Sector at the Environment Agency in Abu Dhabi, talking to us about the Ford Motor Company Conservation and Environmental Grants. Well, we must take a quick break actually now, and when we come back, I hope we'll be joined. We're trying to get him early, but we're hopefully going to be trying to get hold of Dr. Matthias Hammer of Biosphere Expeditions, because he in fact was also one of the winners of the Ford Grant. So bear with us and let me see if I can get hold of him, and we'll have a chat with him after this.